If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass.
Even if I only make an impact on one girl, it's worth it. I do this for the one person, for the one girl. And that keeps me going every day. That qualifies me every day, because that's what matters, like focusing on the one.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. One of the many gifts I've received from my time as an Airy Real role model is the connection and friendship with driven, talented, beautiful women who are actively and passionately pursuing a better future for our world. I remember sitting across the table from Dre Thomas at this swanky hotel in Brooklyn when she told me about her work with young girls and teens, how she's dedicated to helping them grow in their confidence and celebrate their girlhood and womanhood, all while providing the very real need of hygiene products in under-resourced communities. In 2020, Dre Thomas had to take her Smile on Me events virtual, like so many others. She knew that the need for connection last year was greater than ever, and she wasn't about to let her community down. Dre Thomas is here to share her community nurturing expertise and talk about all of the exciting ways she's rethinking events after a year gone virtual. Here she is, my friend, Dre Thomas. Dre, I am so excited to have you on the show. I feel like this has been a year in the making. And so welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited. It feels like a lifetime ago, but I can close my eyes and remember we were sitting directly across from one another at that table where they had those amazing Brussels sprouts. Do you remember? And your fiance came into the room and we were all just oohing and aahing over him. And we were talking about your wedding plans. And my goodness, have things ever changed since that evening that we were all together in New York City?
Definitely. Everything's changed. Everything's like flip-flopped, I feel.
Yes. Absolutely. So I'm just so excited to have this opportunity to ask you some of the questions that I've wanted to ask you. And the best part is that now people get to listen in on them. So will you share with me, where does your story begin? Like, how did your early life lead you to dreaming up and creating Smile on Me?
Oh, gosh, I love this question because I feel like there's so much power in remembering where we started. So I feel like my Smile on Me journey started when I was in high school. And I remember the exact moment I was in the kitchen at the kitchen table with my mother. And I was just talking to her about, you know, how I wanted to gift the girls in a little apartment complex community with underwear and like socks and things like that. And we were just talking about it, and I wanted to like create like a workshop for them. I wanted to call it Underoos.
Yes.
That was my first initial name.
Love
but
it.
We always had these conversations about, you know, things we can do in our community. My mom was such, she was the first entrepreneur I knew, and she was such a giving person. I think it obviously rubbed off on me. So I think that's when like I was awakened to, you know, my power of giving back to people.
I love that. How would you describe what Smile on Me's mission is and like what you do through that?
Sure. So the Smile on Me mission is to awaken every girl to her inner greatness. And I strongly believe that girls already have all the tools. They're already great. And Smile on Me, we get to awaken that. You know, we get to welcome them and give them the opportunity to grow. And so through our workshops, through providing girls with hygiene products, you know, we get to be in that space to watch these girls like literally wake up to what makes them great.
Yeah. We had a discussion that I think is fun to kind of circle back to, but we've done a lot of work in the Dominican Republic. And I remember having a conversation with one of the people that we were working with and just being really awakened to the fact that a lot of women across the world, but also just in our nation, do not have access to feminine hygiene products. And I remember just having this conversation and this shock of, you know, being awakened to my privilege that that's never been a concern. But also understanding the implications of what that means. It's not just about the products, it's that it's taking them out of their lives, you know, sometimes a week per month. And that just becomes the norm. You know, girls aren't able to go to school when they're menstruating and things like that. And I just remember being so surprised. I think it's something that a lot of people aren't aware about. And I'm so curious, when did you kind of become aware of this whole situation and the impact that it has on women?
Yeah, I think it was when I first moved to New York. So I moved to New York in 2011, and I was working at a nonprofit organization where we had workshops for students in East Harlem. And so through that, I got to work with a lot of young girls in middle school, and I noticed that a lot of them were first unaware of, you know, their body changing. They were unaware of puberty and things like that. And also, they did not have access or, I guess, the knowledge of how to use a pad or a tampon, even soap and, you know, the benefits of hygiene and taking a shower every day. So it was really interesting to see that, you know, these seventh and eighth grade girls not understanding what their body is going through. So I think the first thing was just being aware of the lack of education and knowledge. You know, when I first had my period, I always tell this story. I got my period when I was 12, and I thought I was like literally peeing on myself because like I had no idea. You know, my mom was a single mom of four. She had three girls, and you know, we unfortunately didn't have these conversations growing up. So I didn't even know what a period was. And I had a lot of embarrassing moments, you know, figuring out how to take care of myself. And so, you know, seeing that other girls going through the same thing, I realized, hey, this is not just happening to me.
Yeah. I think that one of the things that I love about, you know, the way that we are bringing up new leaders in the younger generation is just even having these conversations and talking about like periods and your cycles and cycle tracking. And like, there's just so much more awareness and knowledge. And it was so funny. The other night, Drew and I were watching the TV and we're so silly and we don't just upgrade our YouTube TV. So we watch 8 million commercials every day. And there was a commercial for a pad and they actually showed red on the pad and not blue. And I was like, that is a massive step in just the way that we show what is happening to women and to not make us feel shame around that. Have you noticed like just growth in that area of just even awareness and acceptability?
Yeah, I think I've been so in awe of how open these girls are about talking about menstruation. When I was growing up, I was so embarrassed. I was so scared that people knew I was like on my period, you know, and that led to me not learning how to take care of myself. That led to having like accidents at school and like embarrassing moments. So it's been so refreshing to see this generation just be so open to talking about these types of things.
Yeah. I'm so proud of just the fact that there are leaders like you who are willing to step in to those roles that women and children, especially girls, desperately need. It's just, it's so inspiring to watch the work that you do, truly.
Thank you. I try. Okay.
Oh, you do more than try. Speaking of trying, let's talk about the plans that you had for 2020. So when saw each other, we were sharing about, you know, here's the vision, here's the dream, here's the plans we have for 2020. And now almost a year later, a lot has changed about how we're able to connect with our communities. And you had, I mean, you just had the massive, most amazing, compelling visions for events and meetups. So how did you pivot that in order to continue your mission and to continue supporting the girls that you serve?
Oh God. Yeah. First, it was very hard. Yes. I had to like mourn the loss, as we all did, of not being able to meet up in person, because I had like a big plan of doing our annual summit event where we're going to like go out to all the five boroughs and have like a big block party and all the great things. So when the pandemic hit and we were obviously not allowed to meet in person, I really had to figure out, you know, what will my next steps be? And my mom always tells me, you know, boredom breeds creativity. So yes. I was literally at home every day. You know, I lost my job, so I had a lot more time on my hands to think about, you know, these types of things. And, you know, I thought about, you know, let's just meet up virtually. And through that, we got to launch Tiny Talks, which honestly is one of my favorite programs that we run. It's online conversation series where we discuss these big topics, but in like a tiny and intimate setting. So we talk about things like menstruation, we talk about things like mental health. And, you know, I think this year, especially, you know, girls experiencing the loss of their social life and things like that, mental health has been a big conversation. So it was really great to have these open conversations with them and, you know, bring people who I admire to come along and talk with the girls. So, you know, it was just figuring out as I went, and I really had to listen to what the girls wanted more than what I thought was cool. So, you know, that really helped.
It's so wild because it's almost like you're forced to meet people in a different way, but you're also able to meet people where they already are, which is, you know, online. And it's a blessing and a curse. I want to know, what was your biggest challenge in leading these events during the year of the Zoom?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think the biggest challenge was just Zoom fatigue, you know, like when I was working earlier this year and then when the pandemic hit, everything moved online. So I even was just exhausted of just meeting online and having all these conversations. So with girls having school online and being on Zoom almost every day, it was really challenging to kind of get them to join yet another Zoom call.
Yes.
So for me, I was trying to think of fun themes to do. Like we had a pajama party online. We had watch parties where we select a movie we want to watch together. The girls came up with like unicorn Sundays where we all dress up in our best unicorn attire and like jump on a Zoom and just chat. So it's been awesome really them being more invested in coming up with cool things. So I think that was like the biggest thing, like how can I make this fun for them?
Yeah. You know, Zoom to me is more exhausting than being like at a table with people, because I feel like too, you're like knowing that people can like watch your face the entire time. And when you're sitting at a table with people, you're engaged, but it's in a different way with your presence. Right. And so it's like staring at that screen. There were days, I remember I had one day this year where I like had almost 8 hours of Zoom in one day. One point I brought my computer to my stationary bike and I was like in this like closet in our house, because we don't have like a little gym. We just have this like closet with our bike in it. People are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I like need to keep moving because I'm so tired of like sitting here staring at our faces.
Yeah. And like on Zoom, you have to ask. You know, you have to look engaged rather than in person. They can just feel your energy, right? So it's a whole show you have to put on.
Yes, yes. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn Ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So I want to know, Dre, now that you've done all these virtual events, can you share some things that worked really well for you? Because I don't believe that virtual events are going to be going anywhere. I think we learned a lot about the way that we can work, the way that we can impact, the way that we can learn and show up. And I know that a lot of our listeners have also had to pivot into this digital Zoom world. And so what kind of things worked really well for you that you could pass on to our listeners?
Yeah, I think so. I've been running, Smile Me has been here since 2017. And this year, we actually got to build a community with the girls, right? So before, girls would show up to events here and there. They showed up to workshops, and then that's all we really like get to talk to them. But because we were all online this year, I started a group chat with the girls, and now we have our own little community. You know, we check in, we have talks on our Geneva chat app that we use now, and you know, it's great to get to know one another. So I think this year really brought the community together for us. You know, these girls have not even met, some of them haven't met in person before, but it feels as if we've known each other forever. You know, girls share their struggles on our group chat. They share memes and TikTok videos. You know, we have our 7 p.m. check-in when someone asks a question to the group. So I think that's really what I love about, you know, what came out of 2020 is just the community that we've got to build with the girls.
Yeah. I want to know something that just really impresses me and I'm curious about is, you being a mentor to these girls, that's a heavy, weighty responsibility. How do you protect your own energy and how do you kind of ensure that you're taking care of yourself first? Because I know you and I know your heart. And so what has that looked like, especially in a season where you require self-care too?
Yeah, I think this year for me has just been redefining literally everything. I've taken a lot of time this year, and it's so funny because the girls even have done the same thing where they're discovering what they actually want out of life and who they want to be. And because I work with young people, I too have been rediscovering who I want to be at 31 years old. So they really energize me, you know, when I'm depleted, when I feel saddened that I can't go out with my friends or like my wedding's been canceled. Getting to like talk to them every day and hear about what they're going through, and it just really energizes me, because even though they're going through a lot and they're really trying to figure out, you know, what their social life is going to look like, they're just so like aware. They're so positive. They're so filled with joy that it gives me joy. I think that's how I've been kind of taking care of myself, is really investing in their world and getting to know what they're going through.
That's so amazing. Cause I'm just thinking like, oh my gosh, kids are amazing, but they also have so many questions and they have so many concerns. And sometimes when you're further down the road, you're like, you know that this will just be a tiny blip on your life curve, you know, but when you're in certain things, and I think for a lot of us adults, we felt that way too. It's almost like we're back in that period of adolescence of like, who am I and what do I want to be and what does that look like? How has that been? Just, I know, you know, in watching you online and some of our private conversations, I know it's just been a year with a lot of big questions. How does your soul feel right now?
Honestly, Jenna, I feel like my soul has been stuck at rest so much more this year than it was last year. And I know that sounds crazy, right? Because this pandemic and the loss and things like that. But I feel like for me, because I had so much time to really just sit with myself and reflect on who I am and what I want to do, I just felt so much at rest and so much peace. And although I did have to, you know, experience, you know, not being able to do certain things or visit my family. You know, I had to cancel Thanksgiving and our Christmas trip and things like that. It's been really amazing to see how much more I've been connected with my family than ever before. You know, I call my mom almost every day now. You know, we have our family Zoom calls. We never had to have a, we never had like a family call. We had like family happy hour. So although this year, you know, no one expected what we were going to experience, I think the blessing in disguise is that, at least for me, I'm just feeling so much connected to my community.
It's like we've had these opportunities forever, and it took like the shutdown and the distance to actually get more connected and to get more creative with that connection. I feel the same way. For Thanksgiving, I went and bought from a little local shop in our town. I bought puzzles for everyone in our family, and we shipped the puzzles out to every family. And then it had a little note on it that said, like, don't open until our Thanksgiving call. And then we all opened the puzzles all at once and we got to work, and my family's super competitive. So it's hilarious. We were up until like midnight trying to get these puzzles done. But I'm like, I was never that thoughtful or creative before 2020. Like, I am the person that's terrible at gift giving, and I'm just not good at that. And I'm like, look at us like learning how to flex new muscles. And a lot of that wouldn't be possible without the challenges that came along with it.
Right, exactly. I think it's because of the pressure. You know, I feel like pressure produces so much positivity sometimes. And like, because we were like pushed against a wall, I feel like out of that came so much creativity and so much joy and so much just being able to be around people online and chatting with our friends more often. You know, me and my friends are going to be doing a gift exchange and all this fun stuff. So the pressure really helped.
One thing that I'm always curious about when I talk to founders like you, Dre, is that a lot of times in our life, in our world, in our communities, we see these problems, right? So you notice that there was a lack of resources and a lack of knowledge and awareness. But a lot of times we underqualify ourselves. We say someone else can step in, or that organization can take care of it, or hopefully this other leader will take charge of this. How do you qualify yourself to be the person that is going to make that change? And how do you kind of step into that role? Because that is something that fascinates me about amazing women like you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah. I feel like it's just been a lifelong journey. You know, I heard a quote once says that those who are called are already qualified. And so even though I didn't feel like I could do something, or like, who am I to make an impact, or who am I to make a difference?
Yeah.
I always was interrupted by these situations, by working with girls, working with young people, parents coming to me, moms coming to me with questions. I've always been interrupted by resources that people just wanted to donate my, give my way. So I think that really gave me the courage to say, you know, I can do this. Even if I only make an impact on one girl, it's worth it, right? And like, that's the thing I remind myself, is just, I do this for the one person, for the one girl. And that keeps me going every day. That qualifies me every day, because that's what matters, like focusing on the one.
Yeah, that's so good. What new things did you add to Smile On Me in last year that you're excited to kind of carry forward? I know we've talked about out of the pressure comes positivity. So what sort of things are you like, I probably wouldn't have done this, but I'm really glad that I did. Let's keep doing it.
Yeah. So one thing I'm really excited, honestly, really proud that I got to do this year was launch Homeroom. So Homeroom is our members only club. And this gives girls access to things like Tiny Talks, gives girls access to our group chat. And it was because I was missing being around the girls. I had a relationship with a few girls I used to work with, and they would text me like, oh, I'm so bored, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, hey, how can we make a club where girls can hang out with their friends online and also meet other girls? And I think because of this year, 2020, we were able to reach even more girls than before, because we were meeting them at home, which also opened up the doors to us meeting with girls who live in different states. You know, we have girls in our group who live in Florida and Texas and California, and that's all because we were able to meet online. So I feel Homeroom was something that sparked out of this pressure, and I'm so excited to invite more girls next year and the years after this to, you know, have this be a safe place for girls to meet always.
Yes, yes. I think too, a lot of times with those more community-based missions and what work you were doing, now the possibilities are endless as you continue to expand and inform and like educate. I'm just like, this is big. This is really big.
And it's so funny. Because even like I mentioned, since 2017, I've been doing events and working with girls. And I could have never imagined having a space like Homeroom, like a club for girls. And it's so funny how things come to fruition when you feel like you can't do anything.
It's like there's always something.
So it's been really awesome.
When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady, recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right. You get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience.
Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Talk to me about your experience as an Airy Real role model. That is obviously how we connected and met. And I was just so excited. I remember even on the shoot day, like just getting to know everyone. And there's just this sisterhood formed. And even though our in-person, you know, opportunities were cut short, I think that there was just some really beautiful relationships that were birthed through that. What was your experience like?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I feel like it was one of the greatest experiences I've had. You know, yes, it was fun to be at a photo shoot and, you know, have all these amazing women around me. But I think for me, it was just something that I never thought I would be able to do. And then also just meeting you all, I remember specifically meeting you, we're on the photo shoot, and you know, I'm not a model, I've never been on no one's photo shoot. So it was my first experience being on set. And I was so nervous. And you know, all the self-doubt comes into play with, yes, you know, my body or like my hair, or like I don't know what to do, I don't know how to smile correctly, all those things. And I remember you, Jenna, and I'm going to cry. Oh, my gosh. You were, like, encouraging me. Oh, geez, I shouldn't cry.
I cry all the time. But welcome.
I remember you just cheering me on and, like, pumping me up. And I was just so nervous. But you made me feel like I belonged there and all the energy there. I remember we had our dance party and we were just going crazy and just, you know, I feel like I'm part of the family. And it was just so fun meeting all these amazing women and, you know, getting to do the Airy Summit and like these Airy Real Talks we got to do online this year. Got to have great relationships with Ali Stroker and Beanie, you know, them supporting Smile on Me. It's just so amazing. So I truly think it was one of the best experiences of my life.
Oh, I remember that shoot. And I remember too, I mean, it's funny because how quick we are to underqualify ourselves for the jobs that we get. Mm-hmm. And I think that for all of us who were in that room, it's so easy to look around and be like, wait, they picked me? Wait, what? Yeah. What? I think they messed up. I think that email was meant for someone else.
Right,
and, you know, it's like we talk about bodies and we're women that show up real and authentically. And then all of a sudden the camera's turned on you and it's like, wait, I'm not ready for this. And I think that some of the most beautiful reminders that, you know, come out of that experience is that none of us felt ready or qualified or beautiful enough or, you know, and it's just like, and there we were. And I think that, you know, so much of the work you do is empowering other people to just step into those roles, to like cast themselves as the leads of their lives. And I think that the more that we understand ourselves and the more that we can almost like come home to ourselves, the more we can show up in such a beautiful way. And that's why I love the work that you do, because I think that as women, we're almost taught to like leave the building of our bodies because we feel like they betray us or that they, you know, they aren't working with us. And I want to know just on your personal journey this year, how has your relationship with your body changed, if it has at all? Because I think that's something we haven't talked about enough as women.
Right. No, yeah, I think that's a great question. Also, I love the coming home to myself. I'm stealing that. Yeah. Share that with the girls. Yeah, my relationship with my body has always been, you know, as everyone, I feel like up and down. But like I mentioned, you know, this year being alone a lot and having to reflect on my life, I started to appreciate more of my body, like its strength, its resilience, you know, it's my legs being able to carry me and my fluctuating weight, you know, my mind giving me creative ideas, my hands getting to pack these bags for the girls, you know, it's just, I think I'm starting to love more of how I look and my body. And I told myself, because I mean, I gained so much, like 10 pounds throughout quarantine. And I was starting to feel down about, you know, getting bigger. But, you know, I felt like I'm still healthy. I'm here. I'm able to breathe. I'm able to see. I can walk, you know. So I started to be more active during this time and going for walks. I was starting to run, but I turned it into going for walks. And just like feeling my body, you know, feeling how my legs, feeling my feet, feeling myself. So it's been a journey and I'm looking forward to appreciating more my body as it will continue to change as I get older, as I become a mother one day. So it's definitely something I've had time to think about more.
Yeah, I love that. And I think too, you know, for me, being a mom to a little girl who's super curious about bodies, last night we always shower together. It's just like so much easier to like, we just toss in together. And it was just so funny. Drew and I were laughing so hard because I stripped her down and then I was getting undressed to get in the shower. And she's like looking at her belly button and then looking at mine and like just understanding that like we all have these body parts. And like, I just wanted to like give words to her body. And as I was doing that, I was like, I need this. Like, you know, I was like, these are your strong legs. And like, these are your toes that help you to stay in balance. And like, just all of these like silly little things. And I was like, why do we do this for like the people we love, but we don't do it for ourselves, you know?
I can't tell you how much I've been like pumping these girls up and encouraging them about their body issues. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You're 12 and 13 years old, stop. But it's like, I have the same thoughts. So it's like, I always say, like refreshing others, you too will be refreshed, right? It's like giving encouraging, we're encouraging ourselves. So definitely feeling like that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So what can we be excited to watch for Smile on Me in this new year? Like, what is the plan? I mean, I say plan with trepidation as we've seen plans change, but like, what are you excited about in the new year with Smile on Me and what are you hopeful for?
Yeah, I'm excited for at least personally to start thinking outside of the box, thinking beyond myself, because as I've learned, I can do so many great things if I just trust in myself. So, you know, this year I'm looking forward to the girls really taking more ownership. I really want this to be more of their club than it is mine. You know, our girls are just so amazing. They're so creative and intuitive. Oh gosh. So I'm looking forward to them really shining through. You know, we have a few girls who launched a YouTube channel during 2020. We have girls who have a makeup line wanting to come out. So I'm excited to create a space where I can support them. I can bring people along to talk to them and give them advice. So yeah, a lot coming. And I can't wait to see how amazing these girls are going to do this year.
Oh, I'm so excited. All those ideas, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. How can we support you and the Smile on Me community? What is the best way for someone listening right now that's like, I want to get on board or I want to support Dre in her mission? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, I think the best way is donating. We had a very successful Giving Tuesday, and our goal was to raise funds to open up homeroom for more girls. So donations go towards, you know, providing girls with the homeroom swag, getting to do events with them, getting to send them out things that they might need, like products, like hygiene products. We were able to go ice skating, which was fun. Yes. So donations go a long way. I would also say, you know, follow us on social media. If you do know a girl between the ages of 12 and 17, send her our way. We would love to welcome her in our community.
Amazing. And where can everybody find you and connect with you and learn more about you and your mission?
Instagram is where I can be found at Dre Thomas NYC. I'm trying to do more, you know, video things to get more awareness, to raise more awareness rather on Smile on Me and, you know, open our community up. So that's where I can be found on Instagram.
Awesome. Dre, thank you so much for coming on the Gold Digger podcast, for sharing the good, the bad, and the pivots of 2020. Just thank you for all the work that you're doing. I know how deeply it impacts those that you get to touch.
Oh gosh. Thank you so much for allowing me to share my story. And I appreciate the opportunity to share more about these amazing girls. So thank you.
Isn't Dre just so inspiring? I love, love, love the opportunity to get to speak to the founders, the people that see the problem and then see themselves as a part of the solution. I'm forever inspired by the game changers, the world changers that step into those roles that are so needed and so necessary. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. I pray that this episode leaves you inspired and ready to take action in your own life and to continue digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.